Freddie McGee is a tough guy to keep up with. He walks the halls of Hull Middle School with a red megaphone in his hand, on the lookout for students who step out of line. And he doesn't have to look too hard.
Hey, no. Hey, you have less than 30 seconds to get to class or the lunchroom.
McGee doesn't tolerate students loitering in the hallways when they're supposed to be in class. He's also constantly pulling boys aside for what seems to be their most common infraction.
Sam, pull your pants up, man. Sam, that's the fifth time I've been saying that today with you.
Sagging pants is a violation of the dress code at Hull, but enforcing the belted waist look requires constant vigilance.
Pull your belt. You got a belt at home? I want to see that belt Monday.
Teachers say McGee's attention to order and discipline has made Hull a much more pleasant place to work. Dustin Slavensky teaches the eighth grade. She says before McGee's arrival, substitute teachers wouldn't show up if they were assigned to Hull.
I mean, if I was a sub in the district, I wouldn't sub here. One time when I was gone and another teacher was gone in our eighth grade wing, we had another sub, a long-term sub in our social studies class, and they would pile desks up and run across them. They were throwing books up, tearing them, throwing them out the window. It was survival mode for all of us teachers.
Today, Slavensky is taking a group of eighth graders to Kalamazoo to visit the campus of Western Michigan University. It's one of the many activities McGee has put together to boost his students' interest in school.
What y'all about to go see, that's one thing that you got to instill in yourselves, because y'all going to college. Like I tell you all the time, that's what we promote. Everybody in here is going to college. I do not believe in that cliche that college is not for everybody. Everybody in this gym right now is going to college.
Before he sends them off, he pulls up a pair of students to lead the school's pledge.
It is an absolute
self-determination.
Self-determination.
Self-belief.
Self-belief.
And powerful and non-stop confidence in myself.
And powerful non-stop confidence in myself.
All right, give him a jaywalk clap.
The teachers, counselors, and even the custodians at Hull all say there's a completely different atmosphere in the school since McGee took over at the beginning of the year. But what has to change in the eyes of the federal government are the school's abysmal test scores. Students are well below state targets to meet full proficiency by the 2013 school year. And last year was the school's sixth year of failing to meet what's called adequate yearly progress under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Because it's in phase six under the federal law, there's a litany of corrective measures the district had to put in place at Hull. It hired a coach for Principal McGee. The school has to audit its teaching practices and set improvement goals. And the district has hired consultants to help raise test scores. Mark Ravlin is one of those consultants. He's been visiting Hull since last spring, and he agrees that McGee has transformed Hull Middle School.
Kids will say the building feels safer. Kids will say there just is a different, there's more fun here now. Kids are much more ready to tell you who a favorite teacher is. A year ago, this was a different building. It was a different building.
Still, Ravlin says it's difficult to say how those changes will translate to standardized test results. All around the building, signs announce the number of students who the state says should be proficient in math and language on this year's state standardized test. To reach those goals, students would have to make huge gains over last year's scores. McGee admits that's probably not realistic, but he says he does expect to make gains. He held workshops on Saturdays and after school so students could hone their test-taking skills.
I tell the students, like, look, if you look at a test, more than likely there's going to be two answers that automatically you'll know does not belong. So eliminate them right away. You know what I mean?
McGee says demystifying the test-taking process is one step, but he says he has a bigger battle to overcome, especially with the boys at Hull.
Today's beast to me right now is the kids who are smart, they don't show it. It's not cool being smart anymore. It's not. For some reason, it's not. One young man told me, I ain't about to be a Poindexter around here. I can't get A's and B's because I won't be accepted anymore. I'm like, what do you mean? My friends ain't gonna like me no more. So that's what we're dealing with here. So what I'm doing here, things like that, I'm making it cool to be smart again.
Part of the reason McGee says he connects with the kids at Hull is that he's a product of the Benton Harbor school system.
And that's, you can see the interaction that he has with these kids because he's been there.
Carol Schmidt is the superintendent of Benton Harbor area schools, and she hired McGee. Schmidt says she's very happy with what she's seen so far at Hull, but she says transforming a troubled school takes patience.
I think it's unreasonable to expect that there's a turnaround in one school year. I think what you look for is continuous improvement, because anyone who works at all with change understands that it's sometimes as long as 5 to 7 to 10 years when you're going to see really any significant, sustainable change.
But the No Child Left Behind Act doesn't give schools a decade to turn around. The state school superintendent is asking the Michigan legislature to give him the authority to shut down schools that reach phase six. That means schools like Hull that are starting to edge toward improvement might not get the chance to see it through. Also, the kind of sustainable change Superintendent Schmidt is talking about requires consistency and stability. Teachers at Hull say one of the setbacks for the school has been the constant turnover in school leadership and in the teaching staff. And right now, it's not clear whether that trend will be reversed. Like Freddie McGee, this is also Carol Schmidt's first year on the job. So one test of Hull's turnaround will be whether they stay on to see reforms through. McGee says his plan is to stay.
As long as the Lord keeps me here. This is my hometown, so I don't have any plans of leaving.
I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.
Who's that? No, that's not. Don't you know walking down with your shirt out like that? Pull your pants up, chuck your shirt in.